Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Away. We are on Erevin 40, talking about the earliness of Shabbos. The Gemara relates an incident which corroborates what was mentioned before. Once late on a cloudy Friday afternoon, Rav thought that night had fallen and prayed the Shabbos evening prayer, whereupon Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba said to Rav, "Did you abstain from the prohibited melachos of the Shabbos after you prayed and recited the blessings of the Shabbos, even though you later discovered that it was not yet nightfall?" And Rav said to him, "Yes, I abstained." This incident illustrates that once the blessing of the Shabbos or holiday is recited, the restrictions of that day commence even before nightfall. It brings to mind the idea to me about early Shabbos throughout the spring, throughout the summer, bringing in Shabbos early, allowing Shabbos to come in early, even though not everyone does it, even though it's still light out, bringing the idea of Shabbos early. But during the rest of the year, what can we do to bring Shabbos in early? I don't remember who said it. I once was at a lecture with my wife, and I think it was Rabbi J.J. Schachter, maybe, talked about the idea of bringing Shabbos into the week. What can we do to be an Erev Shabbos Jew, not just a Shabbos Jew? How often are we running to the last minute? We show up in shul or we show up to Shabbos with our hair still wet, not even having it have time to dry, and with our tie half askew and our buttons mismatched and our jackets thrown on totally haphazardly. If we bring to mind the idea, like the Gemara talks about, this sage thought it was Shabbos already and took upon Shabbos even though it really wasn't Shabbos. What can we do to bring Shabbos upon ourselves a little early? What can we do to bring Shabbos into our week? Is Shabbos always on our mind? Is Shabbos always in our thoughts and Shabbos always in our longings? I look and I long and I wait for Shabbos. I talk about it a lot. My favorite time of the entire week is Shabbos. Friday night, my wife and I sit down, we have our Shabbos treats, and we read. That's the menucha, the sanctity, the calmness of Shabbos, as the kids are sleeping and we're on this seat, we're on the chair, and we envelop ourselves in the warmth of Shabbos, in the peacefulness of Shabbos, and we read next to each other, each having our books, but each sharing in the ability to have menuchas of Shabbos. What can we do to bring some of that menucha into the week? What can we do to bring some of that holiness of Shabbos into the week? As you make things and buy things and honor Shabbos, Shabbos can slowly encroach its ability into the rest of the week. That's why we say Ashir Shalom every day, because we're counting down, we're leading up to Shabbos. Instead of just being a Shabbos Jew, a Jew that keeps Shabbos, be an Erev Shabbos Jew, a Jew that keeps Erev Shabbos. And there's a phrase that more than the Jews kept Shabbos, the Shabbos kept the Jews. The Shabbos is the mainstay, one of the mainstays of our Judaic life and our Jewish way of existence. If we could bring our Shabbos into the day a little more, besides we're doing Erev Shabbos, being Mekabel Shabbos a little early, bringing some of the holiness of Shabbos a little more into Friday, Erev Shabbos, and into the rest of the week when you buy things and make things, it could change our whole week. Instead of just being Sabbath observant, we could be Erev Shabbos observant. Bring our mindset, bring our ability to prepare for the Shabbos. Just as the sage brought in the Shabbos early, he thought Shabbos was early, so too our thoughts should always be about the earliness of Shabbos, the bringing of Shabbos, as much as we can, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 41 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.